That would lead me to my next question. People like witch doctors, faith healers, medical doctors, all of them have the reputation for healing some people and for losing some of the patients, too. Where do you see the place for medical doctors and witch doctors and faith healers in thought or in life?
They are all of value in the stimulation of belief. In other words, they assist you in believing that there is hope.
Yes.
And as you believe that there is possibility, then they are of value. Where they fall short, particularly the medical doc, is that there are those things that they believe cannot be cured. They become so technically involved that they know the odds.
True.
And as they tell the odds to you, then what they are really doing is supporting your belief that you cannot be healed or that you cannot find the cure.
I can see that.
They are susceptible, even more so than you are, to data that works against what you want, for they see many more sick than well. That is their work. You must understand their intent when you come to them is to find something wrong with you. That is the focus.
Yes.
They are looking for the reason to exist. And if there is not something wrong with you, then there is not reason for their existence. Now, most of them do not accept that. They do not really see that that is true.
Okay.
For they all, or most all, are wanting very much to help you.
Sure.
We are not saying they are not wanting to help
you.
We are saying their dominant intent when they interact with you, as they examine you, is to find some evidence of something wrong.
Yes.
And since that is their dominant intent, that is more of what they attract than anything else. Mm-hmm. And so they find much more wrong than they are able to help you fix in time. After they have been involved in it for a long period of time, they begin to believe in the fallibility of man.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to notice much more what is wrong than what is right, and that is the reason that so many of them begin to attract in their own experience illness, you see.
That's the reason that often they can't heal themselves.
That is the reason.
Okay. Did you have another comment?
It is not easy to be focused upon negative without experiencing the negative emotion within your own being. And illness exists because man allows negativity. One who never experiences negativity will not be sick.
That's
a rare one indeed.
Yes. Yes. What's the best thing that I as an individual can do for another person who's having a physical problem?
Speak to them of what they want. When they speak to you of their illness, do not listen with any sort of enthusiasm. Do not encourage their conversation regarding it.
Right.
Encourage them to talk about what they want.
Yes.
And when you hear them speak of what they do not want, you might say to them, I've learned the power of my words. And so as I hear you speaking of what I know you do not want,
yes,
I must tell you, I must remove myself, for I am not wanting to contribute to your miscreating.
Good.
I'm wanting to hear what you want. What do you want? And then see them, as you look at them, as whole and well. Do not give your attention to the illness, for your attention to it influences their attention to it, which increases
yes.
it by law of attraction, you see.
Okay, from time to time, someone will come and they'll say, well, I have a friend or family member who's in a coma. In other words, they couldn't hear what you would say, any encouragement, or see any body language. And so what could a person, or is there anything a person can do for someone that they love or care about who's in an unconscious state, so to speak?
It is the same. Now, hear this. When one is not in a conscious state, that does not mean they are not receiving. They are not receiving from your conscious state to their conscious state, necessarily. But they may very well be receiving from your inner wanting to their inner wanting. In other words, there is not death.
Right.
Even if they are not in their physical body anymore, there is still communication.
Right.
And so something such as a coma certainly does not sever the communication.
No.
When they are in coma or unconscious state, they are interacting with their inner being, making the decision whether to remain in physical form or not, assessing the physical apparatus, trying to decide if it is worth returning to, trying to decide what they are wanting with this physical expression. They are literally in a sort of conference,
yes,
with inner being, trying to decide whether to return consciously to physical expression or whether to withdraw from physical expression of life. Of course, what you want is a value. And so as you are standing over their bed or thinking about them when you are not even in their hospital room, project your feelings to them. I want you to do what is important,
good,
to you. I approve of whatever your decision. I love you unconditionally.
Yes.
If you stay, I will be ecstatic. And if you go, I will be ecstatic. Do what is best for you.
Good.
That is the best you can do for them.
And so those people who are sometimes 7, 8, or 10 years in a state like that, they're doing what they wanted to do, we'll assume.
Most of them, if it is that length of time, made the decision not to return long ago, and someone in the physical violated their decision, kept them plugged into a machine where they keep their body alive, but their consciousness has long gone and will not come back.
Okay.